the Science Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
Today's date is February 27th, 2020.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
The phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. And in an emergency, you can text Dan on his cell. Let him know you're going to call at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Okay, before we go on with our introduction, I want to throw something in right here. Folks, we have a huge number of people that listen to us overseas, and a lot of these are in the infected countries, especially China. We have listeners in China, Beijing, China. If it's at all possible, apparently you must know English, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to the program. I'd like to know what the situation really is there. In any other country, I'd love to hear from you. But if you could text my cell phone, 316-619-4886, I would really like to hear from you. I won't expose you. I won't give your name out. But I really want some feedback from other countries. The feedback we have been getting, in fact, I put them up on Twitter, which we're going to tell you how to follow us on Twitter. I put some pictures up there on Twitter, and I put them out on Facebook that came out of China here recently, are just really simply amazing at what's going on. So that's just my emphasis to you people in that listen to us in other parts of the world. Now, you can always find updates with the breaking news, Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, all at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com.
We're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net, internationally, YouTube, and some FM stations. So please, please pray about supporting airtime. It is not free, and we still owe this month. And guess what? In 2 days, a new month. So we need radio support.
Yeah,
like yesterday.
Yeah, we used to have a sponsor for it, and then it fell off about a year ago. But pray about being a sponsor for radio. You want to help the Mission Church. You want to help our program. We're always scraping. But we need a sponsor for radio. Okay, go ahead.
Let's thank our listener listener base in places like Beijing, China, Abduck, New Zealand.
Okay, wait a minute. It's Beijing,
Auckland,
China, and
Auckland.
It's Auckland.
I said Abduck.
I don't know, but it's Auckland, New Zealand.
Auckland, New Zealand.
And you can guess it from that.
Surabaya, Indonesia. And, of course, the good old cities of the USA like Aurora, Illinois, Henderson, North Virginia, and Oklahoma City.
No, that's Nevada. Indy is
Nevada.
What did
I say, North Virginia?
Yeah, that's Nevada.
Okay, Nevada. That's a ways away. Okay. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and Wichita, Kansas, which is still the largest group of listener radio program when they podcast later tonight.
Other than Wichita, practically everything is far away. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, it can stay that way.
Okay. Why would you say that to your
I'm not into the traveling part, especially now with everything that's going around and on and in and on, and no.
Okay, but you're normally, she's normally the girl that's, when we
road
mention
trip.
Something out, yeah, okay. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. And you can go to my page at PropShare.com. You can find out how to get the Facebook page. Now, prayer, we'll get on with tonight's program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. I pray the radio goes tonight according to your will, not our will, Father. And I pray that you give everyone ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Well, I'm just wondering. I've got a song lined up, and we'll hear that first. I think he should be coming on now. Well, maybe not. Okay. he must have missed that message. Okay. Well, we'll play that song after break now. First, Google Chrome. Have you ever been, travel around, any of the links that I've ever sent you, have you ever clicked up on them and it comes up and it won't open it, says we can't open that page?
I don't know, maybe, possibly. I don't use Google, but, yeah, I don't really use Google. I use DuckDuckGoGo, but.
Well, even it'll do it on DuckDuckGo, but because you see, Chrome's your browser. It's not that you're using Google, it's the browser, and it's the Chrome browser. And so on the Chrome browser, it will, if you click on a lot of web pages, it's actually mostly conservative sites or sites that Chrome might not want you to visit, because you can click on them once. And it'll come up, and it'll say, well, there's either a security problem with that page, or that page won't open, especially if you click something out of email on a conservative page. But, folks, it's just a form of censorship. it's just a form of censorship. When we will have that song just right after I finish this verse. But, anyway, it's a form of censorship. So, folks, if those things are happening to you, just click on it again on the same link, and it'll usually come up. Or if the thing says that it's a security thing, scroll down, it'll say advance, and you click on advance, and it says proceed to page. It is just simply Google Chrome trying to censor websites, and that's exactly what it is. Anyway, here's a song that we wanted to play coming into this program.
Pruning before the harvest is a necessary thing to help us bear more fruit for all and to glorify the King. For Jesus is the true vine, His Father holds the shoots. At times the pruning hurts so bad and we have to shed some tears. The end time harvest is coming soon. But be thankful if we've been pruned. But what it does is makes us strong and bear more fruit for Him. He does it 'cause He cares for us, and that's why He cuts us thin. When He's through, we may not see good in what He's done. It may look bad, but we still know we're grafted in His Son. The end time harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. Then we see our leaves shoot forth as the sun begins to shine. We know we'd surely wither if we weren't within the vine. And soon the fruit begins to grow more abundant than before. And as it's fit for others' use, we keep on bearing more. The end time harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. been proved. We must be thankful if we've been proved. We must be thankful.
Okay, folks, we're back, and we should be thankful that we're being pruned. That means if the Father loves you, He says He puts those He chastised those He loves. And so, actually, you have to remember that this world is just a place to get us ready to be with Him for an eternity. But I want to backtrack on something before we go on with the program. The we've been reporting for the last probably 4 weeks at least. We did programs on the coronavirus, and
I started it in January sometime. We started doing them in January sometime.
Right. But the point, and also I've had a Michael Snyder on that's talked about it, and slowly things have been going up as the coronavirus increased. Then so is the listeners. Last week, I checked. That last week, the programs last week doubled in numbers, in downloads, and especially in listens. There was a huge, and so here's what's important. We're trying to get the most important things out to you, we're stopping on other guests, and I have books back here that I need to be talking to people about, but we're doing this because we are trying to warn you and warn the world. It's on our hearts. A lot of other prophecy ministries aren't doing this. They're still going on as normal. And some are even saying, well, this isn't going to be anything. Well, I don't know where exactly fits in prophecy. You know, I can't point to the exact place in the Bible and say, thus saith the Father. But what I can tell you is these events have to happen in the time of the end. We're seeing almost a perfect storm of things happening across the world, like the locust, which we'll talk a little bit before we get into the coronavirus. But my point is, we need you to support radio. That is the biggest deficit that we've been having every month. Is this intake to my son over there that's taping the program has this coming in anyway? And I wonder what Gesundheit means. I never have looked at it. Anyway.
Something to do with sneezing.
Yeah, apparently. Maybe it means God bless. I don't know. But anyway, that shows you how you could get trapped into saying something just because everybody else says it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but anyway, moving right along. So the point is we really, really need radio support. We have to, and I don't like announcing on air, but we need 200 to pay for the airtime. This is a live radio program on satellite. And especially you folks on satellite, if you enjoy the program, hey, donate. We need you to donate to radio and market for radio so we can get the American Voice Radio paid on time every month. So really, pray about it. We really need support for radio. I know these programs are informative to you. And folks say, well, we listen on podcast. What you're listening as on podcast is what we've taped on radio. It's a live program.
And we had to have the radio to get the podcast, so we have to have the radio first.
Well, and if people want to know a lot of times, can you get good guests? The reason I can get good guests is I am not just a podcast program.
We're a national radio program.
Very good. We're a national.
On American Voice Radio.
Right. So because we're a satellite radio program and we're on an FM, you know, whatever, that is why I'm able to get guests on. Anybody can do a podcast. This is a live radio program. So pray about supporting airtime. We really do need your help. Now, first thing we're going to do, we'll tell you about what's going on with locusts. Go ahead. You can read that.
There are swarms of up to 80 million locusts disseminating crops in East Africa, threatening food security for 13 million people.
Stop a second. And that's decimating, but it's just killing off all the crops. In fact, we've seen reports where it said, farmers watch their fields gone in 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. That's pretty quick. And you know how long it took them to plant those and how long it took them to grow? In 30 seconds, it's gone. That's devastating. Wow. Kampala, Uganda.
Uganda.
A small group of desert locusts has entered Congo, marking the first time of the first time the voracious insects have been seen in the Central African country since 1944. The UN Food and Agricultural Agency said Tuesday, as UN agencies warned of a major hunger threat in East Africa from the flying pests. Kenya, Somalia, Uganda, and have been battling the swarms in the worst locust outbreak that parts of East Africa have seen in 70 years. The UN said swarms have also been sighted in Dagobati, Eritrea, and Tanzania. Them are harder than biblical names.
biblical names. And I don't know how to pronounce that either. Djibouti, Djibouti, and Eritrea.
Probably silent.
But I do know Tanzania and South Sudan, a country where roughly half the population already faces hunger after years of civil war. The reports have also said that they have hit China. These things are decimating that part of the world. And what a lot of people don't understand is it will cause food shortages in other parts of the world because food has to go from one place to another. This is a big deal.
Oh, wow. And if they hit China, then they're going to get coronavirus.
Don't say that.
Oh, my God.
Okay, stop. There's no information at all that says that locusts will carry coronavirus. Do not say things that will cause a panic. We don't know that. There's no way, shape, or form that we know that a desert locust can pick up the coronavirus and spread it. But what we do know that is in a country that is being devastated by the coronavirus and people aren't being able to work, that it would cause food shortages and it will compound the crisis. We do not, folks, do not say that Prophecy Hour said that they can pick up the virus, because we don't know that at all whatsoever. We don't even know, and there's a big deal about the coronavirus. We don't know that much about it. We don't know if it can be transmitted by an animal or anything else, because they haven't even figured out where it came from. We do believe absolutely that it's man-made. It's just which person or which agency or who messed up and released it to the Chinese first. I do, all things that I see is coming out of that weapons lab, that bioweapons lab, that is right there in Wuhan. I guess that's how you pronounce it, there in China. I can't prove that. It just looks like the reports are saying that. What I do know.
Well, they're also saying it's the same lab that the SARS and the MERS came out of, and they're both coronaviruses too. They was all man-made.
Yeah, and so we're standing on the fact that they're man-made. We just don't know how it got out. You understand what I'm saying? And we may never know how it got out. I'm sure there's some people that know how it got out, absolutely. Doubt very seriously we'll ever know for sure.
Like the doctor that told us it was man-made and wound up dead the next day?
Yeah, and there's been a, and you know, that's why I'd really like to be able to talk to somebody from China. I know we had that one report of that girl that we read that thing last radio program, and it was bad. But anyway, much has been going on. It looks like it's progressing. The CDC has announced that there's a newly confirmed coronavirus case in Northern California. And the thing that's different about this one is all the other ones that they had pinpointed were people that came in on an airplane, came from other countries. This person that has it, they don't know how they got it because they hadn't visited any other countries nor had contact with somebody that had visited other countries. So this is the change thing.
Boy, does that open a door.
Well, right, which it means that it's now gotten into society.
Right, and it could be airborne. If he's not left California and he's got it, how'd he get it?
Well, airborne within 6 feet of a person, but any surface that this person has touched and somebody else's touch could very well pick it up. You're right. We don't know how long that he had it. He was even in the hospital for a while before they tested him for it because he didn't fit the criteria. Here's the kicker. He did not fit the criteria of traveling from another country and so on and so forth. So they weren't testing him for it because he didn't meet any of the criteria from somebody that had visited or had contact with somebody from another country. But the difference is so they didn't test him. So when they did test him, they found out that, he had it, but they don't know where he got it from, and which also means that we don't know how many people he was in contact with, how many doctors and nurses that he was in contact with that might have.
And it's incubation period 14 days before you ever show any signs. If you do show signs, you can still carry it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's the point, too. Yeah, you don't know. So it's loose in California.
Oh,
and it's loose. Anyway.
So if they know that, they need to quarantine California.
Well, they that'd be all my. Really?
Yeah.
How are you going to close the border with California? Answer. I'd really like an answer to that. You brought it up. Answer it.
I don't know, but they need to figure it out.
How can they figure that out? You'd realize how big the border of California is?
Probably pretty big.
We can't even shut the Mexican border where there's already troops and things in place. So it'd be impossible to seal off the California border. And that's a good point. We can't, just like somebody else said it in a report I was reading, we've got to go to a break. Folks, we're going to go to a break. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, and you can find us at prophecyhour.com. We'll be back.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
You are my Savior.
Philosophy has been defined as the love of wisdom, a search for a general understanding of values and reality by chiefly speculative rather than observational means. At the time Paul wrote the letter to the Colossians, men attempted to add to the commandments of God. These man-made ordinances could not be found in Scripture. Paul said that these philosophical rules and regulations, which he called handwriting of ordinances, were against men, were contrary to them, and that they were nailed to the cross. Based on what Paul said, today's philosophers, those who search for an understanding of values by speculative rather than by observation of Scripture, attempt to nail God's commandments to the cross when they find one that interferes with the wisdom of man. They would lead us to believe that some of God's commandments are contrary to us. But let us have a look at what the Bible says. Were God's commandments against men, contrary to us? Absolutely not. Scripture says that God's commandments are righteous commandments, that they are faithful, that they are delight, that they are truth, and that they will not pass away, for the truth does not change. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. All His commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
I don't know. This is Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Breath Prophecy on the American Voice Radio Network, I think. And that sounded like the Beatles there for a minute, but I don't know if it was. Sometimes weird things happen. It happens over our mic and not theirs, and so I don't know what that was. Maybe it was somebody trying to interfere. But before we go on with this, go ahead. I want you to tell us. Okay, let's see if we can get it back. We'll start right here. You don't do the numbers. Just tell them the names of the countries that it's in.
Okay, mainland China, South Korea, and it says so many others. Italy, Iran, Japan, Singapore, Hong Kong, U.S., Kuwait, Thailand, Bahrain, Taiwan, Germany, Australia, Malaysia, France, Vietnam, Spain, UK, United Arab Emirates, Canada, Macau, Iraq, Switzerland, Oman, Israel, India, Philippines,
Croatia,
Austria, Greece, Finland, Sweden, Russia, Lebanon, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Nepal, Cambodia, Norway, Algeria, Belgium, Georgia, Denmark, North Macedonia, Brazil, Romania, Estonia, Egypt, and Sri Lanka.
That's Sri Lanka. So, folks, it is broadly spreading. We've hit the thing. It's going global. This is a pandemic. A pandemic is something that goes all over the world. Well, that's maybe not in every country, but come on. A lot of these countries that are unnamed are countries in places like Sudan and Ethiopia and Congo, other places that don't have maybe the facilities to test for it. This is spreading. It's going all across the world. Now, but something we're going to throw in here, and this is probably going to be an extended to two programs tonight, but let's go in with this. One of the things that we're starting to see in the United States is panic. Looking over the things today, I've read numerous reports that Americans are going crazy. That for one, had a report yesterday of somebody that works as a nurse. Well, she didn't say nurse. She just said she works at a medical field, that place where they have to use masks and things. And they have a shortage of masks. But you see, here's a problem. Masks aren't going to necessarily do it.
No.
Because if a droplet hits your eyes, and we're talking about a microscopic droplet.
Yeah, any opening of your body.
Very good. Any opening of your body, and that means your hands. People don't realize that your hands actually breathe. They have pores, and so if somebody touches something and then you touch it, what happens? You're going to get the virus. And so people are buying out all kinds of things to do it. Store shelves are going blank on products that disinfect and do other things. And if you haven't got disinfectants and things like that, you know what? You really need to get some. I'm not telling you to panic, but these are products that you can use for other things anyway.
I'm on a couple group sites that they're saying that all natural remedies group sites that are saying don't trust the hand sanitizers that you can buy. If you just go get hydrogen peroxide, it works better than any of them. Just use it as a hand sanitizer. Use hydrogen peroxide instead.
I didn't hear that one. That's pretty good.
It's all over my groups. Yeah, everybody's saying it. Hydrogen peroxide. So I'm going to start picking up a couple bottles every time I go.
Right. And you know what? Here's one thing about this is what we don't know is that, like right now, you say, well, there's none in Kansas or whatever, but the way that this thing spreads, tomorrow you could wake up and 100 people have it.
Right.
In your area. So this is a serious thing. And folks, now, so let's go on here. So I don't believe that it's contained in any way, shape, or form in the United States. I just don't believe it. Now, I know that reports, looking at it, if we just trust the reports and it was like normal things, we'd say, yeah, it looks pretty contained, but it's exploding. Anyway, the number of new cases outside of China is surpassing the numbers of new coronaviruses being reported inside of China, meaning that we were hearing just about new cases in China, but now, as we pointed out, it's spreading all over the world, and that's bigger than what's in China.
Yeah, those red dots have all kind of gotten bigger since last week, for sure.
Kind of gotten bigger?
Yeah.
Anyway, but some folks, and again, I go back to prophecy people, some people are out there saying, just don't worry about it. They don't have anything and don't believe that it's going to go widespread. Well, it's widespread. It's getting widespread around the world. And just because we haven't, I just think that you ought to really take precaution of it. Maybe we're the only ones saying it. I don't know. But what I'm telling you is you need to prepare. So what did President Trump say? Well, after he talked, I thought I'd listen to the program, and I thought I'd get a transcript and get some things out of the transcript. Well, I couldn't find a transcript yesterday, and I didn't look today, but I know what he said. But they really blew it out. They twisted everything that he said. The president announced he was putting Vice President Mike Pence in charge of the coronavirus prevention efforts. Did you hear why he said he was doing that?
No.
Okay, well, that's a good point. Did you listen to it, by the way?
I did, but I had my granddaughter and my daughter over there talking and playing, and so, yeah, it was kind of really hard to pay attention to the whole thing.
Okay, but that's also a good example, because a lot of people listened but didn't get a listen to everything. The reason he put Mike Pence in charge of it is people say, what Pence do? He doesn't know anything. Actually, Mike Pence, the reforms that he did in his state, for the medical field, and insurance is the best in the country almost. He knows about the medical field. He knows the terms. He knows the people. And the group of people that President Trump had behind him on stage were experts in their field. And he kept pointing. He said, I got 40 more in the back room that are that we have together to be in this. He put Pence in charge of it because Pence can spend 100%. Well, they said, well, why didn't you put a medical doctor or somebody else like that? Because Pence has access. He's in the White House. He's right next to Trump. It's instant access. There's no going through channels. And so Pence is a good person to put in charge. In fact, the main guy that we heard the news media after the program was saying, well, why didn't you put such and such up there on stage in charge? The reason they didn't put him in charge, so they asked that guy, were you offended that they put Pence in charge instead of you? And he said, no, I'm glad Pence is in charge because he has access. Anyway, he stated he has been monitoring people. The reason a lot of these other countries are full blown, we started monitoring people for this weeks ago as they was coming into the country, before people even said we needed to do it. President Trump was on it. He's trying. He says, President Trump says, right now the risk to the American people is very low at that moment. But he says we're ready to adapt and ready to do whatever we have to do. He said it over and over in different ways, but we have to get ready. He assured Americans that great quarantine, this is a key thing. People heard, but they didn't hear. He said great quarantine facilities have been set up in different states. You understand? He has places ready. If this goes boom, he has places ready and in place to take over. Anyway, let's move on. Okay. Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and them downed him for only asking for $2.5 million. Schumer said he wanted $8.5 billion, and Trump said he only needed $2.5 billion. But Trump said, usually if he asks for that kind of money, they always say want him to take less. So he's happy if they want to give him $8 billion. He says we'll take whatever they want to give. It's up to Congress, whatever they want to get. He is not protesting. With whatever amount Congress wants to give to this effort, he will take that. He will not stop it. Now, here's a big deal. Trump said he was shocked and amazed. He said he didn't know it. He said, but the regular flu, now listen, folks, the regular flu each year kills from 25,000 to 69,000 people a year. Now, folks, let's go with us. Right now, we are fighting at the Mission Church. You hear anybody coughing in that place?
Everybody.
Yeah, and she had a funny look on her face. But it really isn't everybody, but there's a lot of people in distress. We help them with over-the-counter medications and other things and cold tablets and the things to help them breathe, things to break up mucus. These are over-the-counter medications. These are people that are suffering. They have weak immune systems. We're trying to help them. We're fighting a battle with the flu right now every year. In fact, you folks heard me. It happened to me last week. I lost my voice, and that was because of what I picked up at the Mission Church, which, by the way, I filled with colloidal silver. But the point is we're fighting that battle there. I'm out of cough medicines. I'm out of the medications that I need to help these people. If you want to relieve suffering and you want to help somebody that has viruses and who is likely to get coronavirus, then it doesn't even matter. The regular flu kills 25,000 to 69,000 people. We're fighting this battle at the Mission Church. We need your help. I need medications. I need money to get medications. If you donate to that, and we'll tell you how you can donate in a little bit, then please make a donation for that as well as radio. Anyway, so we're really fighting this. By contrast, only 2,700 people, no, scratch that, it changed. what's that number say up there?
2,813 people.
And that's confirmed cases. And we've had reports coming from China that they're not putting out accurate numbers. And it's even on Epoch. If you don't get the Epoch Times, you should get it on the internet. You can get it for free. You can get 10 articles a month and for free. But they report on China things, and they're in China. And so the Epoch Times, and they're reporting that they've had new information that they basically confirm what we've been saying. That is the numbers that China is officially giving, like these numbers that we're looking at. It says in mainland China, there's 23,000 people recovered, and there's 2,641 deaths. Those numbers are more doubled or tripled or five times worse. It is more like what we've said on previous programs. The numbers are huge. The numbers are huge.
And well, because it over there, it says there's 78,497 confirmed cases just in mainland China alone.
Right, right. And so we don't know. They're not reporting the truth. Now, I know President Trump didn't down them or anything. And you also have to remember that President Trump, when he got on TV to talk, he just got back in the country from India. He hadn't had a lot of sleep and had not had a chance to completely go through all this. But let me tell you what, he also isn't supposed to get on there and panic. He's not supposed to cause you to panic is what I mean, because you're talking about a man who can run, do a tweet and destroy the markets all over the world. He can make markets drop just by putting the wrong thing on a tweet, or maybe the right or truthful thing on a tweet. So the point is he had to be very candid and guarded in his words and what he said. He could only deal with what facts, absolute facts, not suppositions, but facts. Okay. Anyway, so China and other countries, we're probably not getting the real numbers. That's probably 100% things. Anyway, and I just heard we were talking about the person in California, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but there, I think it was New York City, I heard just a while ago, were under self-quarantine. 200 people today got self-quarantined in
New York City.
Anyway, go ahead.
The figures includes individuals who have been reported
to the United States Health and Human Service Secretary.
Alex Azar later clarified at the podium, 15 people were in the initial set of cases. There were more came from evacuation flights, and 42 were from the Diamond Prince ship that was quarantined by Japanese health authorities earlier this month.
So, okay, so there's the 60 number. That's where the 60 numbers. When you add this up and the other 15 that they actually have in a hospital, there's the 60 number that we have right now that is for the United States. And anyway, Elzar warned the degree of risk has a potential to change quickly. Could change quickly. Those were key words. I believe that it will change quickly. I mean, you know, it's just that bad. It's just that bad. But the other side, they're twisting all these things to destroy Trump. You got to remember, here's the problem in the United States that we're having. We're right in an election. So it's hard to listen to the politicians because one side is trying to use, what I said, the left are trying to twist anything into that Trump says into bad because they're losing the election. And so, and what do they got to do? They're using this to destroy Trump.
To try to destroy Trump.
Absolutely. So let's go with this. This is very devastating. Future
slipped after the CDC confirmed the first U.S. coronavirus case of unknown origin in Northern California, indicating possible community spread of the disease. The CDC doesn't know exactly how the patient, a California resident, contracted the virus. So San Francisco has now declared a state of emergency.
So we have San Francisco in a state of emergency. Okay, and I just looked just before we come on air. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell over 1,193 points. It's the worst single point drop ever in history as selling accelerated into the close of trading. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite lost well over 4% apiece, a 124-year record amid the coronavirus scare. Now, here we're talking about the stock market is dropping and crashing. They're going to blame it, no matter we like it or not.
They're going to blame it on Trump.
It's being blamed on Trump. The early selling had all three averages down at least 10% from their February peaks. Both the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average were on track for their sixth day of losing. Now, what caused all that? Now, there was a statement made by Dr. Messiner, I can't even pronounce it. It's a woman. Yeah, but what's interesting is now this is the CDC person that came out and said, well, we're going to read what she said, but this is the sister of the former Department of Justice Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, which everybody knows was against Trump and got fired by Trump. And so this is his sister that made this statement. Can't say whether the statement's true or not, but this is what started people to panic, and she is a liberal, but she does work for the CDC.
The U.S., it's not if, but when, federal officials say. Americans should brace for the likelihood of that the coronavirus will spread to the communities of the United States, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention warned Tuesday. It's not so much of a question of if this will happen in this country anymore, but a question of when this will happen, said Nancy Messonnier, director of the National Center for Immunizations and Respiratory Diseases. She said that public health officials have no idea whether the spread of the disease to the United States would be mild or severe, but the Americans should be ready for a significant disruption to their daily lives. We are asking that the American public be prepared to prepare for the expectation that this might be bad, said Mosier.
Okay, she said. So here's the point, folks. Your daily lives could be disrupted. So what's that mean? We're talking about events being canceled, you know, like people wouldn't be, you know, concerts.
Don't go to public events.
Right. So, but we're gonna break it down a little bit. Concerts. We're talking about movie theaters. We're talking about, you know, even a trip to the store
would be highly dangerous.
Because people are there seeking supplies. And so, you know, I strongly suggest that you better get some food in your house, and you ought to have a couple of months supply of food in your house, Americans, anyway.
Water.
Right. We don't know at what point, and if it ever will, the water system go down. But if it does go down, you better have some water, because you can survive for a while without food, but water is another thing entirely different, and each person is different. They suggest at least a gallon of water a day per person to drink. That's how much you should actually. Most of us are dehydrated because we don't drink enough water.
Me.
yeah, I know you're going to say me. But here's the point. You need to get ready now. Folks, I think we will continue on this in another program later today, because there's still a lot of information we have not covered. But I want you to again, right now, we need for you to pray about supporting us so we can care for the people that the Father sends us. You know, we get men and women and children from all walks of life, and we actually do have an agency in Wichita. It's actually listed as a church, and I don't want to point out, because I don't want to ruin their blessing, but we've been getting a lot of food from them lately, and we pray that it continues, and it's been a real big help. It would have been tough to prepare some of the meals that we've been making lately because of the drop in donations, you know.
Right.
January and February were terrible for donations. That's why, we haven't paid radio yet, and there's so many things that we need. I can think of things that I need for Friday. Praise the Father. A woman on Facebook saw that update and was trying to have a check here by Friday, but I did get the pasta that I needed already. But the point is that we need your support, folks. I realize that a lot of people spend a lot during the holiday season, as most people do. You know, November, December, October, November, December, people spend a lot of money. But we need your help because the purse strings are dry. There's not very much I have. Now, I do have some strong, regular supporters, praise the fodder for them, that I get donations. In fact, that makes it to where we can keep alive, you know, and keep going. But it's really, really tough. It is really, really tough. Most people, this gets out of sync. I mean, you know, goes back into regular donations, or they pick up some before summer when people start getting their income tax. And then when summer comes, it does the same thing. But anyway, so we minister to people in a part of town that it's poor people. Not only is it a dangerous part of town, but there's poor people there, people that have weakened immune systems. And we really need help to help these people. We give them a good meal. It's unbelievable. Like, tell them about what you made for them the other day.
I made shepherd's pie and coleslaw and peaches, and they had donut and Subway bread I cut into rolls.
Okay, well, let's go with this. Tell them, what is, a lot of people don't know, what is a shepherd's pie?
Well, this had green beans, carrots, and broccoli, hamburger, and mashed potatoes with cheese on top.
And so
you can make it just about anyway. Originally, and I learned this on the cooking channel, original shepherd's pie is made with lamb.
Okay, but my point is you mix up all the vegetables and everything. The potatoes then go on a layer on top of it, and because people don't know, it's a pie layer. So it's meat, vegetables, and everything on the bottom, and then a layer of potatoes on top, and you put cheese on top of that, and you put it in the oven and cook it. It was really a healthy meal for them. And they got peaches, they got a donut. When people say, well, donut ain't healthy. Well, you know, you got to have a donut. That's what the people
say. They say dessert's not healthy, but you got to have dessert. My dad taught us we got to eat our dessert first. So if anything happens before you get your dinner, you always get your dessert.
Yeah, amen. Well, folks, remember, we are the last hope for so many. And we're all responsible to care one for another, as we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, help. And the Father notices all donations that come from where?
Your heart.
Again, folks, if you don't want to help with the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime. It's not free, and donations keep us on the air. And I also ask, I would like my audience to contact me more. I know I've got a lot of people that listen, but I'd like your opinion on things. Send me an email or send me a text. Do that, folks. And remember, the radio program that we're on, this is on American Voice Radio, and it's been broadcast 24/7 around the clock since 2004, and that's when we got on the radio program.
Reliably.
And, yeah, pointing out, and it's reliable. It is reliable. It's always there. I don't know. I can't say of any malfunctions or anything. Of course, we all have blurts and things, but that's live radio. But the point is, it's uncensored radio. Unlike a lot of places, you know, there's a lot of even very famous people that are radio people, radio talking heads, they get taken off the air because they say something that, well, that didn't fit with the thing. Now, you can donate online or over the phone or mail a check or money order. Find all the information at prophecyhour.com. We'll be back after a while. But remember, there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life to repent of sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always be a blessing to others. You want to say goodbye to him, or you got anything else last to say before I get...
And until an hour from now, this is Linda Catlin.
Okay.
I'll be back tonight.
That's kind of a warning. Anyway, Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you'd bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you'd be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin saying
goodbye
and
shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.